Heather McDonald has got the juicy scoop. When you're on the road, when you're on the go, Juicy Scoop is the show to know. She talks Hollywood tales, her real life mister, sacred serial data, and serial sister. You'll be addicted and addicted fast to the number one tabloid real life podcast. Listen in, listen up. Woo, woo. Heather McDonald, Juicy Scoop.
Hello and welcome to Juicy Scoop. I'm here with the original favorite, my good friend, my heterosexual life partner who I've never made out with.
No.
Chris Frangiola.
Thank you.
Merry post-Christmas.
I know, it's over. Just like that. Quickly. Was yours canceled due to, I feel like every Christmas got last minute canceled due to Omicron or
absolutely.
Whatever.
Absolutely. Yeah. No.
You didn't.
My
you went
Christmas
right through,
was absolutely great.
Delightful.
Delightful. Our plan was to go out to Palm Desert where my sister Shannon lives.
Right.
We got a beautiful, which was nice. Okay. So Peter was looking at houses for us to get like an Airbnb.
Yeah.
And he's like, I'm just going to get this one from a place we've gone to before, which is completely nice, close to my sister. It's not great. I remember it didn't have a lot of sunlight. It was like a couple stories, like a little townhome.
Uh-huh.
But I'm like, oh, how much time? I'm not going to fight with them. I'm just so happy that we're going.
Right.
So then I pull up, and it's a totally different place.
Oh,
and
was
I was
it
like,
a Christmas surprise? Or
it was.
Peter had pulled a Christmas surprise.
It was a Christmas surprise. And I go, is this the right place? And then for some reason, my name wasn't on it, and Peter and Drake were behind us. So I go to my sister's house, and then Drake called me, and he goes, we're here. Your name's now on the list. And you were going to be pleasantly surprised. And then he sent me a photo, and I was like,
wow.
I have to say, the only other time Peter did this was when we got married and we were going on our honeymoon, and The guy was driving us to the airport, and he goes, oh, are you first class or regular? And I go, regular. He goes, no, first class.
Whoa.
And that was the first time I'd ever been on first class.
Really?
And that was pre-9/11, so it was like a completely different experience.
Yeah,
like they fed you and they were nice. They were happy. People.
Now it's, oh, now, their lives forget suck. 9/11, now COVID. I mean, it is like.
Yeah, and like half of them have COVID. That's why the flights are
it's
canceled.
It's like a hostage situation now flying. I mean, you're like, can I have some water? Like, shut up and sit down. Okay, all times are. I'm joking. They're like, fucking die.
Drink it through the straw. Yeah. I mean, through the mask.
Oh, it's the worst.
Yes. Yeah, so we had fun. The first night we went out to dinner.
Palm Springs, you said, right?
Yeah, Palm Desert.
Okay.
And then the next night we went to their country club and it was very quiet because I think people had plans. Like when my sister was making reservations 3 weeks ago, it was very hard to get in.
Yeah.
And then everybody probably got sick and canceled.
Everybody canceled.
And then the last two nights, one night we did at her house, one we did at our beautiful rental.
Yeah.
And we just cooked. We did karaoke.
Oh, yeah.
Which, by the way, one video I will not be sharing. I will share it at lunch when we have lunch, you and I. But crazily, the kids got into the karaoke and they looked up the wet ass P-U-S-S-Y song, WAP. And shockingly, Brandon knew every word without having to look at the lyrics.
Well, it was a hot song and it was catchy, you know?
And I mean, he could like do everything.
Like, fuck that Mack truck, I'm a tenant garage.
Yeah. And so then I was dancing as well. My niece was filming it. She laughed so hard. And I'm like, we absolutely cannot post this, but I have it in my phone to laugh at for the rest of my life.
Good.
Because that was some fun.
Now, I did see you doing some sort of performance at another party on Instagram. You were at a...
Oh, let me just hop over to that. We're going to hop over with all of our topics. Because I was at Jeff Lewis's party, which now a lot of those people from that party have COVID.
Is that right?
I was tested before. I'm fine. We're all fine.
Yeah.
But they're apparently a bunch of people, even though they got tested at the party. The thing is, everybody has it. I might have it right. I don't know. What do you want me to do?
Well,
I don't feel
sick. I got
sick
tested yesterday.
Okay,
but it's only
good.
As good as, like, it's only as good as you drive away from the testing place. Like, maybe I got it just now. You know, I'm sitting at the stoplight from the testing place. It could have happened now.
Speaking of COVID fun, I'm very confused because, you know, I was a sorority girl.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, right now we're on Omicron.
Oh, yes.
But the alphabet order, it makes no sense that we're already on Omicron. And technically, it's like the third strain.
I know. Because I did read something about why that is.
The way I learned the Greek alphabet was you learn it and then there was a song. So I had Annie pick it out because I knew once I read it, the tune would come back because like Lou Landis says, I have a musical ear.
Is there an Omicron song?
No, this is the Greek alphabet song.
Okay,
so this is the way the Greek alphabet goes. So this is why I don't get why we're already on Omicron. Alpha, beta, gamma, delta, epsilon, zeta, eta, theta, iota, kappa, lambda, mu, nu, xi, omicron, pi, rho, sigma, tau, epsilon, phi, chi, psi, omega.
Wow.
So the point is, we're on Omicron. Mm-hmm. So we still have pi, rho, sigma, tau, epsilon, phi, chi, psi, omega left before we're done with COVID.
Yeah.
But I don't understand why we're not on gamma. Because the first would be alpha, the second would be beta, and the third, which is Omicron, is the third
one.
Why are we skipping around? So then Annie said it's because they don't want to offend two Asian leaders that are named Nu and Xi.
Oh, is that true?
That's what she read.
Yeah. Okay. I read that too, but yeah, maybe that's the case, you know? All right.
I'm thinking pi might be fun.
Yeah.
Sigma, that's a good one. Psi.
That was the guy who sang Gangnam Style, though. You don't want to offend him. Oppa Gangnam Style. Remember that?
Yeah, and I also feel like Kai, like a lot of people, Kai and X.
Yeah.
They don't want to offend those people. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I'm sure someone's going to write a long explanation explaining to me. And you know what? I really don't care.
It's coming, yeah.
So I just thought that was interesting, and the fact that I could remember how to sing that song. So I sang with a piano accompaniment, Jingle Bells.
Uh-huh.
And I put it on my Instagram.
Yeah.
And the next day, about 32 hours later after posting, Kris Jenner posted Kris Jenner's Jingle Bells, in which she recorded it with Travis Barker.
Oh, I saw that.
As you can see, she's wearing a red sequined dress, spaghetti strap with a slit, and so am I.
But that picture you showed of Kris Jenner was from when she was a teenager or something.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Do I think it's a coincidence?
Yeah.
Yes, I do. I think it's a coincidence. But I just thought it was interesting that literally the next day she's wearing the same thing I'm wearing, singing Jingle Bells, but professionally recorded with her soon-to-be tattooed son-in-law.
Yeah.
I'm going to get into the Kardashian Christmas in a moment. But first, let's talk about the hottest news. Kris, did you know that both tiny twins of Selling Sunset broke up with their girlfriends within a week of each other?
I did. I knew this. Now,
so Chrishell has broken up with Jason.
Jason.
Her boss at Selling Sunset. And coincidentally, his brother, Brett, was dating this girl named Tina Louise, not
the ginger.
Not ginger, who I was on my Christmas card.
I know. I didn't get a Christmas card, but I didn't get one. But I saw it online.
Can you take one home today? We have plenty.
Sure, I'll take one home 3 days after Christmas.
Yes, and put it on your fridge.
You know, do me a favor and just put it in the trash can now and save me the trip. What, am I going to save it?
You got to show your wife.
Oh, I showed my wife on the phone. She liked it.
Shut up, and you're taking one home,
all right,
Dick.
I'll take one home, shall I?
All right, listen. I don't know why this girl has such a cool name like Tina Louise, who's ginger in Gilligan's Island, but she's like a pretty blonde with some tattoos. She looks pretty hot. Anyway, I don't know what she does. She like owns a restaurant or something. They both broke up, and she said it's because both tiny twins don't want to have kids.
Oh, they don't want –
What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I'll say this. The Chrishell one – now, I'm always hesitant to say this on this podcast because I know everyone likes reality TV. But this one felt a little fake to me for Selling Sunset. Am I wrong in saying that? It felt a little, we needed some drama here on the show and let's create some drama and this will be it. I don't know.
I definitely think they were boning.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
Because when I interviewed Mary, when someone's sitting right across from me.
Yeah.
I just think I would have could tell. And again, that's like a weird, too many people would have to do I don't really believe in conspiracy theories. It's like 100 people aren't going to keep a secret. 3 people aren't going to keep a secret.
Right.
So unless the two of them were like, let's pretend like we're boning and on trips and stuff. She said they were like sneaking into each other. She said she knew before it came out and that she had to cover for them because they weren't ready to come out with it yet.
Right.
Which happens when people are working together.
But now, am I mistaken? Didn't she also date the guy she danced with on Dancing with the Stars? And wasn't there a crossover between those two filming?
It was this dancing guy, which I don't know if he was her partner or some other dancer on it, but she danced with someone, I mean, dated someone from Dancing with the Stars in between the This Is Us guy, who she was married to, and him. So clearly she doesn't have a type, okay? But, yeah.
I'll say this about the short twins from Selling Sunset.
Yes.
They're not bad-looking guys. I think they're like, attractive guys,
very attractive,
but they're just
tiny.
They
just
dress nice. They look like they're successful
guys. They're fun. They've got nice pearly
whites. They're just tiny.
Do you think they don't want to have kids? Because oftentimes, identical twins will give birth to identical twins. Like, they could each have a set of identical twins.
Yes,
and they knew what little nightmares they were.
Yeah.
And they're just like, I just don't want it.
That could be the case.
Also, they all have, like, terrifying homes with balconies, like, overlooking sunset.
Yeah, glass balconies.
Like, you can't have babies in those houses.
Pools that just, you walk out into the pool. I know.
Everybody's home on Selling Sunset is a death trap for a toddler.
I'm trying to get into season two. I'm trying. I liked season one. I was really into it, Selling Sunset.
Yes.
Season
I think we're
two.
On season three.
Or whatever it is. Season
okay.
three. Whatever. Yes. The newest season.
The one, yeah.
Yeah. And I'm just, I don't know. I love the house. Seeing the houses is great. I mean, honestly, I think if it weren't for drone shots, the series would be over in 10 minutes. Like, it's a constant series of drone shots.
We do know this is a very, very, very fake reality show compared to Million Dollar Listings.
Right.
Because, you know, those are absolutely there. They're her listings. And all those people on that show care more about their actual listing jobs than this.
Right.
They're realtors before and they'll be realtors after. If you want to come along for the ride, film me. But, like, I'm getting this deal. So this is – someone did a deep dive on it. Forgive me for not giving you credit, but it's someone I follow. But it was like – so many of the listings were not their listings.
Yeah.
Like they literally production called up other realtors and were like, hey, can we present
this?
I don't know.
Yeah.
And the person probably like, sure, if it's not sold in 3 months, that'll help sell it. So fine. We're going to still put the address, but we're just going to make it look like it's Chrishell's listing.
Yeah.
Or that Chrishell is showing it to another girl so that they can come over, walk around in their heels, look at the infinity pool where a toddler would fall off the cliff, and then say, you know, I just want to say it was, you know, very upsetting when Christine, you know, didn't pull out my chair for me. And then they talk about that for 25 minutes. So it's like a lot of it is just
I love
the
that you
settings.
See in the background. In the Oppenheim group.
Yes. The office.
Whatever it is. You see the real people working. They must be thrilled. Like, gee, somebody's got to do the shit here. You know, like, we got to keep the roof on this place. And they're just typing away in the background. And there are fake dramas going on around them. Christine Quinn's always walking in and some.
Well, you know, because everybody's laptop is blank.
Yeah.
Because they don't have, like, the sign off for what they're actually working on. So it's like this. It's like, and they're literally this close to working together. So it's like, hold on, I'm just going to twirl around. Hold on. Oh, Chris, remember that house that I was trying to get the listing?
What did you say?
Remember the house. I was telling you that I was showing that NBA player that house out in Calabasas?
Yes, Calabasas.
I just got a call, and it just sold $200,000 over asking.
Congratulations.
Hold on, we're going to go ring the bell. Yeah.
Did you? And then the two little guys are sitting there. The one little guy seems like he's all business.
Brett.
Yeah, Brett.
Okay, yeah, go ahead.
And they sit next to each other.
Pop up, What did he say?
I mean, it literally looks like they just walk. The yellow brick road goes to that little area.
Okay, then what does he say? Yeah.
You know, and just, you know, he always pops up and goes, hey, just got a $27 million deal. Stupid. Just sold him.
Oh, my God.
Then they go off dinner.
Wait, was that the contemporary house? They're all contemporary.
Yeah.
We haven't seen nothing but contemporary houses.
They never walk into a fixer-upper, you know?
Never.
You just tear out these carpets. It's going to be great.
No, that's why it's like, because they know people don't want to see this. This isn't.
Yeah.
Chip and Joanna Gaines.
No.
This isn't HGTV where someone's got put $170,000 into it and got $230,000 on sales day. You're like, all that work for $10,000? Like, you're like, oh my God. Yeah. So, no, that's why we watch it. We want to see tiny people in tiny, tiny clothes in big, enormous houses.
I love it. I love the houses. It does make
it's real estate porn.
Los Angeles. It's real estate porn.
It makes you go, maybe I don't want to move to Texas.
No, it's the one. I know they, I mean, how whoever controls that drone to keep it from showing tents on the sidewalks must be so skilled.
So skilled.
Yeah.
I bet there's probably an editing machine that you can do
that. They
can
just erase them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I agree. It makes me want to stay
it's
here.
It's pretty exciting.
Speaking of,
I mean, what about Christmas parties? Aren't we
going
to do Christmas parties?
Oh, yes. Oh, let's talk about the Christmas party.
We have so many Christmas parties to talk about.
Let's go back to my Christmas
party. I know we'll get to all
okay,
the
so
topics.
Tell me.
Well, first of all, I
want to discuss Sarah's
what
Christmas
I saw about this Christmas party.
Okay.
Now, why was there like an overweight stripper? A male.
Santa.
But that was a joke, right?
I think when Jeff ordered a stripping Santa, they thought the Santas had to be closer to an actual Santa's age.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, obviously, if Santa was real, he would have gotten COVID in 2020 and already died.
God. Yeah, he would have been long gone. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Just kidding, everyone. Oh, God. Yeah. Santa isn't real, and neither was that joke.
Right,
okay.
Right.
But do we have to cut that joke out?
I don't know. Why? People, yeah.
That's Santa would have gotten it, but okay, whatever.
No, that was...
I think he's alive, but I think he would have gotten Omicron this year. Okay, mm-hmm. All I'm saying. Anyway, the guy wasn't that overweight. He was just a little bit older. He just wasn't like complete, like Channing Tatum Chippendales.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. So he was like probably like late 40s.
Yeah, I'm not saying anything wrong with the guy. He looked like he was, you know, ex-convict who was trying to make a buck on
Why
Christmas.
Not? Yeah.
That's what it looked like.
Yeah.
But I thought it was an interesting choice for Jeff Lewis, who I feel has a couple of dollars. I thought he'd go get the top of the top. Give me the hottest guy you have to come over here and dance on Jackie Schimmel or whatever.
I don't know how specific he got in ordering. Yeah. I will ask because I'm supposed to be on a show tomorrow. But he said, I think that he kind of wanted it to be a surprise because like Leah Black, she had no idea who was going to strip. So she was like, oh, good. He can pass out my gift bags because she's got a skincare line that everyone got her good skincare, which I like. And so I think he kind of wanted it when the person appeared to almost look a little bit like a Santa.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Got it. All right. So, but then he
was like a non-white Santa.
I felt
but a
like
Santa.
I was getting. There was one point where I saw him like pulling some woman's shirt back on that had come off, like one of the videos.
Nobody got naked, but he did get pretty hardcore with one girl. We like laid her down and stuff.
Yeah, that's the one.
And people, you know, they're like, "Go, Heather." I'm like, "No, I already sang for you."
Yeah.
And my husband is here, and thank God, because when Drake came to pick me up, always being my designated driver, he was like, oh, can you, he's like, tell me that, you know, you didn't do that. I go, no, I didn't.
Yeah.
You know, I do a lot of embarrassing things as their mother, as a stand-up comic and doing the show.
Sure.
I don't have an OnlyFans yet. And I will not allow, I was not into strippers when I was 25. I wasn't into being male strippers. And I think I told you this, the most horrible story why I'm absolutely traumatized. Back when I learned this Greek alphabet, I was social chairman at USC.
Sure.
Gamify. And I planned this really fun party at this ranch, and it was going to be a Western theme, okay? And I had this really hot guy that didn't go to SC, and he was like an actor, and his name was Tate. He was going to be my date, okay? Uh-huh. He was so cute. And I was so excited, and I was doing it with this gay guy who helped plan my party. Like, I found, like, a gay party planner, and I had all this money to do a party, like a full budget in the sorority thing. So he's like, let's do a hayride. Let's do this. And we're just becoming best friends. And he goes, there's a little bit money left in the budget. I'm thinking about an entertainment thing, but I kind of want to make it a surprise for you. And I go, make it a surprise. Like, I was just like, why not? Right. So the party's going great. It's barbecue. We go on the hayrides, people drinking, dancing.
Where's the hayride? It just goes around like the
there was like some ramp. Like, so we would get, you get in a bus.
Okay.
This is back when college was fun. Okay?
Yeah, back when you could do
get in a big bus with your dates. You all drink in the bus.
Yes,
everyone can drink in the bus.
Yeah.
You get to the location 30 minutes from SC, and it's this ranch, and it's set up with bartenders and food and everything.
Wow.
And you get to go as our date.
Yeah.
Like, guys are dying to be asked, okay? So then all of a sudden, these guys come out and they're wearing Western outfits and they've been there.
Right.
And they start and they put me in a chair and they do a striptease for me.
Oh, Oh, that's the surprise.
And I'm like, I remember looking at my date and he's like, everyone was like, what the fuck? Like, everyone's like 19 years old. Like, what the fuck is going on?
Right.
And these guys were like clearly gay and they're like grinding up on me. And I'm horrified. And I'm like, this is not my bachelorette. This is like, this is so, yeah. This is a long time ago. So it was even like not as like, wow, you be you, boo. Yeah. Like everybody's like, what? I don't know. Like it was so bad. So,
wow.
So afterwards, I called the guy and I'm like, you're putting that, whatever that cost, I want back in the budget. Because I'm not allowing that. That was not what I wanted. But as someone at a party watching someone else be, you know, like roped and touched to the, you know, to the Magic Mike music, very entertaining after a couple drinks. I just don't want that to be me.
I think so. I agree. Watching it is entertaining. I feel like it's embarrassing for everybody involved. You know, like the person getting it, the person doing it, even the people watch. I feel like secondhand embarrassment when I watch it. I don't know. I feel like I thought the days of strippers because of the times we live in, you know, might be kind of on the outs.
Yes, I agree. You know, and like, but they didn't make that guy get a COVID test too. So I don't know how some of these people got it. But guess what? Some people got it. Everyone's vaccinated. If they have it, I mean, I don't know what to say, you know?
Wow.
But Drake was over the vacation. He was saying, you know, like that ASU, he's like, you know, and he goes, and I'm so bored till about 9 o'clock every night. And I go, what happens at 9? I'm like, 9 o'clock. He goes, well, that's when the parties start. And I go, okay, well, that sounds pretty good if there's a party every night at 9 o'clock. He goes, but they're not good parties. Like the parties I take you guys to and pick you up from are like way better.
Whoa.
And I go, oh, you mean the $7 million Hollywood home of Leah Black?
Yeah.
When that party looked more fun than your ASU dorm party on a Tuesday night. He's like, I mean, there's no atmosphere. There's nothing to look at. He's like,
and you can't do anything anymore. Everybody's, you know, I think we slut shamed everyone out of a good time. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Everybody slut shamed everybody for doing what we did. You know, I just read the population of the world is the first time in 100 years population grew the least amount in 100 years. And I believe that is because of slut shaming. We slut shamed everybody out of having a, you know.
No one's getting knocked up.
No, nobody's having a good time anymore. I'm like, oh, there you go. Now there's nobody's being born.
Yeah, because, no one's getting together. Well, hopefully we'll change
and
that.
And Drake's not having a good time at the party.
So wait, we went to another party.
Okay.
Our Sarah Colonna party.
Oh, yeah, Sarah Colonna's party, yeah.
She had a party. She had carolers greeting us. She had cocktails.
There was a lot going on.
Yeah.
A snow machine.
What was the snow machine?
Well, what happened was they had a snow machine on the roof of the house, and it was blowing snow.
Yeah?
When I got there, I was, you know, I'm always the first one there because I have a kid now, and I got to get out of the house as quickly as possible. So I was there, and the snow machine was blowing nicely.
Yes.
Then I believe it got clogged somehow, and it just looked like, you know, it blows like suds. It's like soap.
Yeah.
So then it just looked like the washing machine was on the fritz or something because it was just blowing chunks of
out of the
suds
on just onto the
onto
roof?
The lawn. It was like falling off the roof onto the lawn.
God, I did not even notice.
Yeah.
It.
Yeah. Okay. So anyway, there was that when I first got there. Then it was a picture guy.
Oh yeah.
Like a, you know, like a step and repeat kind of red carpet.
Right.
He took a picture.
Yes.
And it was all fun. Did you have fun there?
I did have fun. There was some. There were some Chelsea Lately people there.
There was a lot. Yeah.
Yeah. Then you kind of like have some unfinished business with. And
you had unfinished business, right?
Well, the one person that I was just about to ask.
The producer of the show.
The $1 million question. Not the $1 million, maybe a $75,000 question.
Now, I'll just say who this is.
Yes.
She was one of the executive producers of Chelsea Lately.
Yes.
She was there. We've seen her before.
And I want to say, the question I would have asked her, she would have not had any say in making this happen, but I thought she could have given a tiny bit of insight had I gotten the question out. But then we were interrupted, you know, like you're like, now I get why housewives are like, can you let me finish? And then they're like, don't put your hand up. That's what I felt like saying to this one girl who's very nice, who came up to us.
Yeah.
But like, I was just about to ask this question and then Drake arrived again.
Oh, you were on
again,
the way out.
Again, I should tell Sarah Colonna that Drake thinks that Sarah and John's party looks a lot more fun than his 9 p.m. parties at ASU as well.
But can
so
I also say
like,
Drake's not really, he's not going in, right? He's just outside. Does he actually come in and see them?
No, but he just was letting me know that the parties he takes me to and drops me off
yeah.
are just so much better than his college parties. And I'm like, well, they should be. We're old and we have some money to spend.
Right.
Like,
okay. So anyway. so what was – are you going to say the million-dollar question?
Yes, I am.
Oh, okay. Let's hear it.
My question was to this person is when the show ended earlier than it was supposed to by like 5 months.
Right.
We had fought so hard to get Writers Guild and we were going to have a contract from July to December.
Right.
It ended in August and they came to us and they said to the seven writers – they're not going to honor your contract. So the last check you get is the last day you work.
Right.
So the executives got a big payout and the people below us got 2 weeks of every year they paid. So if someone was there for 7 years, they walked away with 14 weeks pay.
Right.
But we didn't.
Yeah.
And I just never have said that to any of the executives.
Yeah.
And I just wondered if they ever had a conversation like, this kind of sucks, but unfortunately, there's nothing we can do because it's E's decision, and I'm really sorry. I kind of feel bad for them, but what are we supposed to do? Just something.
Right.
I just want to know if they ever said, shit, the three of us are getting this amount, and the people below are getting this amount, and the seven people that went to Writers Guild for 8 weeks in a row to fight for Writers Guild is getting screwed.
Yeah.
And I accepted it. I remember when they said it to
us. Honestly don't even remember that now that you mention it.
I was just kind of like, well, I'm not going to give up the few weeks that we had that I do get a paycheck.
Yeah.
But I remember going, this is really unfair. Like, this is really screwed because I remember when I heard it was July, I was like, oh, well, good, because we already signed for next 6 months.
Yeah.
So we'll get paid till the end of the year. Great. I don't have to work for the last, but I get paid.
I just remember how quickly they took down my placard that said parking only for Chris Frangiola. I had my own personal parking spot. And there was literally a guy out there with a screwdriver.
Yeah.
Like, I wasn't even pulled out yet. And he was taking it off the wall. I'm like, okay, can you wait till I drive out before you pull that down? I don't need to see.
I just remember them going around with certain furniture and saying, should we take this to Netflix?
Yeah. That's right.
Or should we take this? I don't think we need it.
Well, look what happened in the end. The Netflix is, it's all done. Everything's done. And you landed
on your feet. But anyway, but I had a good time talking to this executive. I'm happy for everybody.
Good.
Everybody's in a great place.
Uh-huh.
But that was my question that I didn't get answered.
I know. I was with you for a second talking. The three of us were chatting for a little while.
Yeah.
And I just couldn't do it anymore. I was just so over.
I agree. I should be too.
I still had to ask that question. I get it. I understand your angle. But I was always a little bit over her.
Yes.
I don't say it. And then hearing her, bullshit or whatever the case may be, I was just like, I'm done with it all. I'm doing fine. Life's good.
Yes.
I don't need to hear. This is the one. I don't give a fuck,
Right. But maybe because if we weren't interrupted, maybe she would have gotten to that and said, and I also want to say, that was kind of screwed. And I'm sorry, but again, I had nothing to do.
Yeah.
I don't know. I never got the question out.
Okay.
And I don't care to try to get it out now.
Yeah. Anyway. All in all, a fun party.
It really was. Okay. Let me go back to what we were talking. The Queen. Did you know that the Queen, that an armed intruder was arrested at Windsor Castle?
I did. I saw that.
Where the Queen was spending Christmas?
Yeah. And also, I saw one who tried to get into Kylie's house, too.
Yes. What was the story there?
Just another armed intruder trying to climb the fence. I think it happens a lot.
Just to go back to Christmas stuff, because we're talking about the Christmas thing. They didn't have their party.
Yeah.
Or at least the level of what they, because of Omicron and
all
everything.
Right.
And I also think the Travis Barker stuff. I just think this, not Travis Barker, but Travis Scott. Probably this was a year that I don't even know if it was really in the works, to be honest.
Yeah.
I got the boot a few years ago. But this came out. Did Pete Davidson's mom attend the Kardashian Christmas Eve party? Well, I thought this was very interesting. I went to all of their Instagrams, and they very, very little posting about Christmas.
Yeah.
I don't know if they're finally learning, you know what? Why don't we keep some things just to ourselves? Why don't we not just, we don't want to get shit that we even got together at all because of COVID. We don't want to hear about this. We don't want to look bad that Kanye wasn't there or Scott Disick. So there's very little information on what kind of Christmas they had. But I did pull this. So Kim posted 10 photos of just she and her four kids.
Okay.
The girls are wearing pink. The boys are wearing black. She's wearing the chocolate brown now uniform that she's worn in every color. This is just – remember when it was just big ski jackets and sweats.
Puffy.
Now it's just the exact same thing, but a different color every time, where it's covering her hands and her feet. So she never has to buy another pair of shoes. She's just getting this uniform made. It's like a uniform that covers the feet all
like
the way to
leotard,
the, a full leotard with the gloves. And I have to say, I want this look to pass as well.
Wait, those aren't shoes? That's just part
of
the outfit?
No, it's like the shoe is built in and you literally come in and you cut in the sleeves. So I'm sure she takes like four people to hop in.
Yeah.
And I mean, it shows, you know, that she has a great body and tiny waist. For some reason, she just like fell in love with this like never seeing your hands or feet look. And now we all have to suffer till
like
I don't know when.
Blue Man Group.
Basically, yes. Like, I don't know if she's done a blue one, but I've seen pink, I've seen silver, I've seen black. This is now chocolate.
Yeah.
And then all Kendall posted was just gorgeous, you know, her gorgeous gown. And also the Christmas trees, I don't know whose house this is, but they just did very subtle decorations. Just roses stuck in a tree with white lights. So they always change their style every year. Okay. And then Chloe, she did about 12 photos of just her looking like she hasn't eaten in probably 3 weeks, except for her butt.
Right.
And looked amazing. And then.
I mean, I know she looks amazing, but that's a different person, you know, than the. Every picture I see, I'm like, wait, is that? I have to look again. I have to zoom in. I'm like, that is Chloe, right? Because I don't know if it's the makeup or the contouring. Like, can 2022 be the year we less contouring of the noses? I think people are going a little nuts.
I do it. But I've been doing it since I knew the song to this Greek
song.
But
I know your nose. Your nose looks the same as, it doesn't look different.
Right.
Some people, it's way too much. Everyone looks like, you know, everyone looks like they're about to sing at a drag brunch. You know what I mean? Everyone looks like Tina Turner at a drag brunch.
I think it is going to start going a different route just because people are going to get tired of it. It's going to be like a more natural look, or it's going to be like, I don't know. Something's going to change with makeup soon.
Yeah.
People are going to get over it and it's going to go like a different route.
Yeah, I would like that. I would like a little less.
Do you want no makeup but still covering your hands and your feet in a cat suit?
I'll tell you what I would like.
Yes.
I would like a little less makeup, and I would like the eyebrows to start going. I didn't hate thin. I didn't hate thin.
All right.
Because I'm starting to see, yours are good. And I like some, but I'm seeing some that are getting a little wild.
Yes. Oh, it's been, Groucho Marx days. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
So.
Well, I think she wanted to show how hot she looked because, you know, Tristan, that is her baby daddy to True. He is definitely the father of this third baby. But then this girl is going and doing TikToks. I don't know if it's true or not. It's on TikToks where she's showing checks she received from him when they were together. And in her TikTok, she said, I got pregnant and first of all, he paid for my time and everything to be with him. And then he also paid for me to get an abortion. That's what she's saying.
Okay.
But I don't know if it's true.
Now, is this guy, are they still together, him and Chloe?
We don't know.
Oh.
She's just not responding. That's why I kind of think it's sort of interesting between the Tristan thing and the Kanye divorce and, of course, the tragedy of Travis Scott.
Right.
It was a perfect time to cancel the Christmas party. They are definitely not posting as much as they used to.
Yeah.
They didn't give it up. They'll still do like a Skims post and stuff, but it's definitely less. And I wonder if they're like enjoying their lives more.
Caitlyn had knee surgery. So I don't know if Caitlyn was
before or
be
after
there.
She got the boot out of the Beverly Hills Hotel.
Oh, for the ripped jeans?
Yeah, because the knee was exposed there. Maybe that's why she was wearing a ripped jean, so that her sore knee,
her swollen
could be,
knee.
Yeah, could be exposed. I mean,
did you read how angry that message was about the Beverly Hills Hotel not letting her in for ripped jeans?
And this is what I don't
understand. He used the F word several times in his post.
She. Now, I'm a little bit surprised that she would get so angry with that because Caitlyn, through the last 40 years of her life, has been a member of country clubs.
Yes.
Ripped jeans, as a fashion statement, has been in for a long time.
Right.
For as long as I've been a member of a country club, which I was one before, which wasn't as, you know, she belongs to Sherwood, which is the fanciest out there, fancier than the one I belong to. At least at mine, that is one of the rules.
Right.
No ripped jeans for men, but they make it very clear for women too, because they know skinny ripped jeans can be $300. But
right.
Were they just, for whatever reason, that is
it's
the rule.
It's not a bad rule. Because the ripped jeans now, it gets a little crazy.
But I've like invited people and they go, you know, and I said, no, you can wear jeans and boots. You just, for whatever reason, you can't wear ripped jeans. It's
right.
At my sister's country. Like, it's a known thing.
Yeah.
So I think she may have thought, well, I'm going to a restaurant, not a country club. And it does really screw up your day if you came all the way from Malibu.
Yeah.
And you put your outfit together.
Mm-hmm.
And you're ready to enjoy a lovely salad and be seen. And they're like, and it's not like there's like a store that will fit her and she can buy another pair.
Right.
It's not like those she back in the olden days, they'd be like, sir, can I give you a blazer, you know, like, or a tie or
is
whatever.
Is there a fucking Aeropostale around here?
No, but what?
Aeropostale, one of those cheap jean stores.
Yeah, so I think her whole day got screwed up. And she was like, why can't you make a exception for a star?
I know.
But
it was a good one. It was a good one.
Well,
I'll say it's been around for a long time because when I was a little child, probably 5 years old, my mother took me roller skating, Bayshore Roller Rink on Long Island, and I was wearing, at the time we called them dungarees.
Yes.
And they had a very strict no dungaree policy at this roller skating
rink. Just no jeans.
Dungarees we were calling it, but yes, jeans. No dungarees.
Okay.
That was the policy. Sat on the door. No dungarees.
Did you wear your purple cords instead?
No. No, I didn't have them at that time. That was later in life. But I got, they said, no dungarees. And they said, well, here's what we can do. We have a box of pants behind the counter, and we will, you know, so you don't have to go home. Because it was like
so
a kid's, it was like a birthday party for children.
So should they also have a box of pants, do you think, at
Beverly Hills Hotel?
Yes.
They should have the box of pants, and Caitlin could, you know, rifle through the box of pants. Are any of these going to fit me? So I put on, I mean, I'm not kidding. I was 6 years old. They were men's pants. They were like adult pants. And my mother put them on me, put my jeans in the car, cinched them up with a belt, and there I skated around in giant man's pants. So there,
did they smell? I always feel like any kind of borrowed clothes
has
like a weird smell to them.
I don't remember that, you know, but it was... But I wouldn't kill Beverly Hills Hotel to have a box of pants back there for a situation such as this. That's all I'm saying.
I remember being at a roller skating party and everybody was like not roller skating. And then this song came on and everybody came out to dance.
What song?
Bump, bump, bump. Another one bites the dust. Dun, 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 dun. And another one bites the dust.
Really?
And another one gone and another one gone and another one bites the dust.
Yes.
Roller skating's back in.
Is it? Where?
I feel like
I'd get it.
I feel like people are into roller skating and rollerblading again.
I was never great. We used to go every weekend. And
yeah.
I remember the song that got everyone out there was Super Freak by Rick James.
Yeah.
Very kinky girl. Can you
and like 8 year olds are like,
wow! Yeah, like, yeah, Super Freak. Yeah.
Anyway, Super Freak, Tristan Johnson, good luck to you. We've talked about that the Kardashians are moving towards the skinny white
tattoo.
This guy's not that skinny tattooed. This came from a Juicy Scooper, Rachel. Thank you, Rachel. She suggested this one for Khloé.
Is that Miley's brother?
Trace Cyrus. He's not skinny. He looks like he has a very nice body. He's completely tattooed, including some face tattoos. And I know that I've been to a Kardashian party with Billy Ray and the mom. They're married, they're divorced, they're not together.
Yeah.
I don't know, but they were together this party. And so they have a connection to the Cyrus family. And I don't know if he's single or not, but I think he would get along with Pete Davidson. I think he'd get along with Travis Barker. And so.
Now, am I wrong in saying this? I thought I had read somewhere that Pete Davidson was getting all his tattoos removed. Remember that? Wasn't that a story?
I heard that too.
Yeah.
But I think maybe it's just around the neck or something.
Oh, okay.
So that he can do more acting.
Oh.
Okay, let me get back up to what we were doing. Okay, now let's talk about, and just
I watched it last night.
Thank you, because we're on episode 4. I have not talked about the Sex and the City reboot with Chris, so I want to get your hot take on last night's episode.
Okay.
I've covered it a lot, so let's just cover last night's.
Couple of things I'd like to address about it. It's in there – I don't know, in their quest to be right on or and every topic on the right side of every hot
right
topic
side of, history.
Of the day.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes.
The show is becoming so racist that, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
In trying not to be racist, it's becoming so like watching them walking to parties with black people and not know how to react, like the one girl with the
okay, so
the
Charlotte,
professor of the college.
For if you didn't watch it, so yeah. Charlotte, first talk about Charlotte.
Yeah, Charlotte.
So Charlotte, what's interesting is now that Samantha is gone, and we are going to be able to get Samantha on the show in a little bit, and you can ask her questions.
Oh, good.
She's coming. I have her calling in a minute.
Mm-hmm.
We have all three of the girls also forming strong friendships with other people. So, and what's good is all those three new friendships are not people that are white.
And also, I'll say this. They're all good actresses. I feel
yes.
like the other people are better actresses than
yes.
the I mean, Sarah Jessica Parker's a good actress. And I think the other, but I feel, I don't know. Anyway, we'll go.
So, I mean, I believe that I believe these storylines could happen.
Yeah.
So now I'm not saying they wouldn't happen, but the forcing of it just seems very weird. So we have Charlotte, who absolutely wants to be best friends with Nicole Parker, who's gorgeous, an extremely wealthy black woman with a cute husband and a couple kids. And I believe that their friendship and their liking each other would exist, okay?
Yeah.
So she, Charlotte, she invites Charlotte to her husband's party.
Mm-hmm.
And she goes, don't tell the other moms, I'm only inviting you. Okay, so then Charlotte goes, Harry, I'm going to have a party so I can be friends with my new friend who's, she's black, Harry.
Yeah.
She's black.
Now, let me say this. They live in New York City, and they've been living in New York City their whole lives, which, I mean, New York City is a very diverse city. It's probably the most diverse in the world.
I know.
Where there's constantly everybody, every nationality and culture and creed and color. Why are they continuing to be shocked by cornrows? I mean, it's just shocking to me.
So we looked it up, and basically there's, like, no female writers on the show. Most of the episodes are written by the two guys, Darren Star and Michael Patrick.
Oh, it
King.
Smells
and
very much of
I
those guys.
I think this is the point of view of privileged, older, white, gay men.
Yes.
Thinking it's actually them. Like, we are better than them.
Right.
According to these guys writing the show. Because I don't believe women this age living in New York would be acting like this.
Yeah, and they're like, lawyers.
And this weird. Yes.
You know, it's not like they're. It's
and
shocking.
And she's just like, so she goes, so I'm going to invite these people, she goes, Mario Cantone, which is the funniest part of the show.
Mm-hmm.
So thank God, hopefully he'll stay on the show.
Yeah.
Him and Sanford. So she's like, I'm inviting them because they're gay. I'm like, it's not because he's been your friend for 30 years. Like, you're a bitch. I was like, you're the most inauthentic, shallow, awful person.
Right.
I mean, and so then she's like, oh my God, Harry, what? You don't want a 57-year-old Jew to be at your party? Not you, Harry. Like, you always have to state the age, right?
Yeah.
So they're going to be the only black couple at our party. What other black people do we know? Want to invite the Jenkins across the hall? Perfect. So she goes over, and the girl's like, hi. And she says, like, you must come to my dinner party tomorrow night. She's like, well, I can't. I've got another plan. Can you just come for a drink? Just pop by? She's like, no, I can't. What? And finally, the girl's like, what the fuck? Get away. Like,
yeah.
I haven't talked to you in 2 years. I don't want to, like, if anything, if I was even considering stopping for a drink, I certainly don't want to now. You're so annoying, kissing my ass. So then, she goes to the party. And she goes up to this woman. She's like, aren't you Connor's dad or whatever? And the girl's like, no, but I know who you mean. But no, that's not me. All you black people look alike to me.
I know.
Like, what is happening?
And then the other guy, they're talking about a black author or, a book on the elevator ride up. You know,
yes.
Her and the husband are prepping themselves on. They can only talk about black artists and black authors.
Yes.
That's the only, and then he spurts out, has anyone read this book? It's like, oh my. I watch it through but I don't hate it. I can't say that I hate it.
I can't hate it. And then there's moments that are real. Okay. So Sarah Jessica Parker gets a realtor friend who is very pretty and she is I think she's a little Indian or whatever. But
yeah.
What's good is we haven't addressed her race. We just addressed that she's pretty and a good realtor,
right.
And they're like the same age. Mm-hmm. So that makes sense. Okay,
yeah.
I don't need to also label, but of course they had to get into it. She had to make sure in her dialogue that some Hindu reference,
right.
Just to make sure to the world,
right.
You might not know what ethnicity I am, but just know I'm not white.
Uh-huh.
And,
we got it all.
And Michael Patrick King cast me.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So let me just make a Hindu reference
because
you might just think I – you know, have a nice tan. Okay,
yeah.
We got it. So they hit it off. And then she, what I thought was good is that she gets really pissed because the girl breaks her photo or whatever while she's trying to sell the place. And the girl was single and talking about her dating life. And Sarah Jessica Parker goes, well, at least you're still getting out there. And the girl calls her on it. And she's like, that was really insensitive and rude. Like, just because
good
I
scene.
Have- That was a good scene.
Yeah.
That I
With
was
the broken
like,
picture.
Yeah. That I was like, this is real. This is mm-hmm. good. They made up. This is the beginning of a friendship. This is a girl being more honest than probably any of her other friends have ever been with narcissistic Carrie. So I kind of was like, okay, I'm liking that.
All right. Now we're four episodes in.
Yes.
And we need to bury. Biggs got to. We're done. We're done it with her walking longingly into the apartment going, he's not here, you know?
Well, we are pretty much done because the house is going to be sold.
Yeah.
She's moving back to her sad apartment. I don't know why she moved. No, she's still looking for new places.
Yeah.
I guess she's not going to live there. She's going to find a fresh new place.
Mm-hmm.
And then, and then sadly they had to get rid of Sanford.
Well, that was his send-off.
He died in real life.
I know. The guy died in real life.
I think they didn't
the send-off
want
him. Was he moved to Japan.
And breaking up with, and with Mario Cantone. So I'm like, that was sad, but I thought it was a good way they did it because we can't have two people like die in the show, even though we know what really happened.
Right.
And then Miranda goes out to dinner with the professor girl. And I'm like, you know, wait a minute. Like, now I'm like, do they want to fuck?
Oh,
because I thought she was definitely saving her her lesbian relationship with it. I think she is.
Yeah.
But there was one moment where they're just getting along and I'm like, okay, I don't know where that storyline is going then.
Yeah.
Because to me, that scene was kind of boring.
Every scene has something in it, you know. Like,
yes.
First of all, I love when she goes, last night I went to a comedy concert.
Yeah.
Not a comedy concert. What's that? I've been in this business a long time. I've never heard it referenced as a
what
comedy.
What did you think of that Netflix special?
It was so, well, anytime a real actress, nothing against that woman. I think she's kind of a good actress.
I think she's a good actress too. They're giving her the lines.
Yeah, I like her in that. I like her in the show.
She's believable as the person. It's just not funny lines.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And once a regular person has to play a stand-up comedian, it's so painful. And I don't know if it's because we're stand-up comedians.
Yes.
It's even extra painful.
Right.
And I listened to you guys talk about it on your last episode. And the fact that they were standing, which was very strange.
Yes.
And it's just so – I'm actually shocked that Netflix let them use, first of all, their name.
Yes.
Which is, you know, I'm sure there's a legal thing
why
there.
Why wouldn't they said she's got an HBO special? Max.
It's on HBO.
Yeah.
Like, why would they say she's got an HBO special? Like, Netflix special. They you know, Netflix and HBO are always fighting with each other about, you know, content.
Maybe that was the real thing. Maybe that was the real wink.
Right.
Like, fuck you. Your comedy isn't that good on Netflix.
Perhaps. I don't know.
Yeah.
It was so and then just like watching the banter, that the fake banter between Bobby Lee and the
let's talk about that. Okay, so then there's now we
the
see them at the
wheelchair.
Podcast. Yeah, we see I get it, you know, like I talked about how on You, the TV show You, they had the head librarian be blind.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I just don't think that would be the top choice to be the head librarian at a public library that's not a Braille library.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Right.
But I get it. Let's make him blind and gay, and nobody discuss that. That's sort of interesting. Just have it out there in the script. Okay,
that's what it's supposed to be. We're supposed to be also at this point in our lives. We're supposed to be also accepting or anything. It's not even a thing.
You don't bring up that, but then you have to bring up someone's color all the time.
Right.
Like, we're not going to bring up the fact that this person's in a wheelchair and Bobby Lee was fucking her and she blew him off.
Right.
She dumped him.
And the girl,
she wouldn't be dumping him, but I'm just
there's probably not a ton of wheelchair actresses.
Yes.
But that might have been some of the worst acting I've ever seen in my life. I don't know if that was her first day ever doing anything, but it came off. I don't know. Some of it, I'll say this about reboots. Which this is, I guess, you know, the Friends reunion, this.
Yes.
I find them in the end to be a little bit sad. And I don't know why.
Okay, well, I do know why.
Okay.
Because a Juicy Scooper wrote a very interesting message post or whatever on my page. And I thought, now this is kind of genius. So this girl is younger than I am. So she was watching the show in her early 20s when the girls were in their mid-30s. And the original Sex and the City.
Yeah.
And she's just figured out why it's hard for her to watch. Because when she was watching it in her early 20s, even though they were struggling in their 30s with relationships and stuff, it was a lifestyle she aspired to one day attain.
Right.
This is fun. They have friends. Yeah. They have some bucks. She's like, now I'm watching it, and they're all like losers.
Yeah.
Like Charlotte, wouldn't at this point Charlotte like had a really great charity and like doing stuff, you know, and then there, she said, and wouldn't Miranda maybe own her own law firm or be doing something? Like, why did she have to go back to school to become this? Like, she went to Harvard. She has to go back to school to learn about social justice. Like, you're an attorney. Like, you could, like, why would, if this is what you want to do, why isn't she doing like what Kim Kardashian does? Why isn't she just doing pro bono cases or something? Yeah. I mean, maybe she's not rich enough. But, and then Charlotte, she's like, Charlotte would have already, you know, if she needed to work, she would have already like been on a talk show or been a content creator or already had her own podcast. She wouldn't be like struggling having this girl be like, get your socials up. You know, what, did somebody die? Oh, they did. Oh, sorry. And then Bobby Lee's like, oh, excuse me, you're blowing me off, you know, and she's rolling away and flipping him off and... I was like, what?
But, yeah, you know, hasn't Sex and the City always been a little bit cheesy?
Yes.
I mean, that's kind of the fun of it. It was a little cheesy.
I think it is.
Even if you go back and watch the old good ones, you know, some they're a little cringeworthy at times.
Listen, I love being able to talk about something every week that I feel this passionate about.
I know.
So I want to
thank
you.
So I don't hate it for that reason.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's fun to watch them, you know, in the outfits and whatever.
I think all the girls
look good. What was
that,
a half wedding dress she wore to the deli?
Yeah, the deli. Yeah, she had to whip out that. I was like, but you know what? That's the kind of shit she would wear. So it's like, you are giving us a little taste of like, why not wear a white tulle dress to go to the deli? And, you know, and even the woman looked at her like, what the fuck are you wearing? Mm-hmm. So like, there was a little bit of that. Like, this isn't normal.
Right.
But, you know, but people in New York, like I follow TikTok fashion people, people in New York do dress weird. You said most of the guys are wearing dresses
right now.
There
was a lot of, yeah.
So, okay, fine.
It was fun.
Okay. Oh, Samantha's here.
Oh, okay. Well.
And I will be playing Samantha, and you can ask Samantha anything. So we're actually in the show. You're not talking to Kim Cattrall. You're talking to Samantha.
Got it.
In London, and she's agreed to be interviewed by you.
Mm-hmm.
And she has she's aware of what the girls are doing because she's keeping up with them on social media.
Okay, now I don't know if this question has been asked before, but have you listened to the podcast? Are you listening to the podcast?
You know what? The other day, I was taking my little adorable dog for a walk through the London streets, and I thought, you know, let me catch up with Carrie and see what she's doing. I'm just curious. What can I say? And I was actually confused. I mean, who are these people and why are they so horny and not being satisfied? I mean, who is this Bobby Lee masturbating on an A train? I never enjoyed that no matter how wet I was.
Yes. Now, they're comedians, the two other people who are on the podcast with her.
Confusing.
Yeah.
I haven't laughed less than when I was stuck on another boring lunch with Miranda. One time, the two other girls couldn't show up, and I thought I was going to kill myself. I started masturbating under the table to the diner before the fries arrived.
Now, have you ever, in London, you're in London.
Yes.
And I know that's also a very mixed, cultured city.
Love it. Yeah. Dicks of all different colors. Yes. It's like a European rainbow.
Now, have you ever been to a party with more than five black people?
Oh, honey, of course.
And how will you handle that? It's not a problem.
I handled it fine. You might remember I loved going to this fabulous restaurant owned by my girlfriend, and she happened to be black. Anyway, her gorgeous chocolate brother, actual brother, came up, and I adored fucking him for, I think it was almost two episodes.
Well, you wouldn't say episodes because you're actually.
Well, I mean, at least it was a week and a half mm-hmm. okay. before she got jealous and ruined it for me. But I absolutely adored being his white girlfriend.
Now, do you ever feel that being in London, do you ever feel that maybe you're missing out on the fun that the girls are having in New York? Do you ever feel like you should fly back and just join him for a weekend or a vacation?
Well, I'll tell you something, Christopher, what a lot of people don't know. I've been back 5 times.
You have?
And avoided the shit out of those cunts. I want nothing to do with their boring lunches or hear about how uncomfortable they are about pronouns or people of different colors. Oh, please. I've been with every sex, race. Listen, I knew about LGBTQI before they even knew about LGBTQ. Okay? Mm-hmm. I was into it. I loved it. I was living in the meatpacking district just so I could see drag queens fuck after a long day of singing.
Sounds fun. Now, when is the last time? I know you're a very sexual person.
Yes.
When is the last time? What time is it there in London right now? Is it daytime or nighttime?
It's 3:30, darling.
Oh, okay. So when's the last time you had sex? Did you have sex this morning?
Well, before speaking to you, I looked up your YouTube. And I have to say, I took out my pink vibrator. I'm also selling it on my social media, like a lot of girls. I'm sure Carrie will be doing that soon, too. And you could just get a 10% off. But I just went off looking at some of your photos.
Oh, well, that's very flattering. Thank you.
So does that count as sex?
Sure, yes.
It's pretty self-serving. It does, yeah. No pun intended.
Can I ask you one more question before you probably have to run?
Of course. Then I've got to get on the call with Smith Jarrett. You remember him? He's still my client.
Oh,
and someone occasionally
guy,
screw.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. Well, just one more question. You hear a lot about OnlyFans. A lot of girls these days are doing OnlyFans.
Yes.
Are you familiar with it?
I'm so familiar with it. Well, listen, I was going to tell Carrie when she couldn't get a book deal, I was going to say, listen, do some OnlyFans. Who really cares? People like that look. Some people, not everybody. But she could have made some money. And she didn't want my suggestion. So then we stopped talking. She thought it was trashy. Little does she know, I make $100,000 a month on
you.
OnlyFans.
Wow.
So people can go find me, OnlyFans/Samantha Jones.
Well, that was a nice interview. Thank you for doing that.
Thank you. You're
welcome.
Call me next week.
Will do. For sure.
So she's doing fine, everybody.
Yeah,
she doesn't want to go to those boring lunches. She has fabulous other friends.
Yeah. It's the other thing I will say about when people get back together after a long time apart. Once again, I'm going to reference the Friends reunion also this year and this.
And this Sarah Colonna Christmas party.
Yeah, well, that I'm kind of going to bring it back to that. Because a lot of times people will tell us, you know, to go back. They'll be like, I would love Chelsea Leigh to get back together. You know, it would be great if you redid that show. And I'm like, but would it? You know, it would be sad again.
Well, I think people don't realize, like, this is the perfect kind of normal reunion.
Right.
Couple people from it. We're still friends. Still, we still have our chemistry. But to actually really get in and do it and bring in, you know,
Ben Glebe.
Yeah, and bring in other people and bring in other people that were. And that, I don't think people realize how many movie parts, how many contracts, why it will never work.
Yeah.
Like it'll just never work. It will never financially make sense to bring back a show unless it is like Friends.
And I also feel, and I'll say this about some of the people in the Sex and the City reboot. I feel like after such a long time, a lot of them, some people will work consistently, like Cynthia Nixon and Sarah Jessica Parker are consistently working. Some of them I don't know how much they've been working. And I feel like it shows in some of their performances. I feel like sometimes people forget how to act. And
well,
even in the what was the one that they recently the one in San Francisco, Bob Saget,
Full House.
They did that again, and some of the kids, Roseanne, they did that. The kids came back like, whoa, these kids forgot how to act, and I feel that way.
You're a little rusty, yeah.
A little rusty.
Well, I think Charlotte.
I feel Mario Cantone's a little rusty.
See, I think he's picked it up, and he's the only one that's making me laugh. But okay, but I think Miranda and Charlotte, their characters. Yeah,
in the
last 10 years, they've worked. She's gotten really into elephants. She like does all this saving elephants.
Which one?
Kristen Davis.
Oh, I saw her. She was in a movie with Rob Lowe, saving elephants.
Yes. And then, of course, Miranda, what is her name?
Cynthia Nixon. Yeah.
She ran for mayor. Yeah. She's been political, you know, like. But Kristen did do a movie that I watched on the road that my friend said, you have to watch this movie. It was a Netflix movie.
I remember that. Dirty, right? Like a sex movie?
Yes. She has a nanny that she starts to sexually harass. And like the girl's like making mashed potatoes and she's like going down on her behind the...
Cynthia Nixon's? I mean, wait.
Kristen Davis. In the movie, hires a nanny
to sexually harass her.
And they start like doing lesbian stuff together. And
what is the name? I'll watch this
while
movie.
The husband is like literally at the other end of the island.
Island, you mean the island like that they're
in
living
the
on?
Kitchen.
Or the, oh, that kind
the
of
the island in the kitchen. The girl's like making
so he's
mashed
watching.
Potatoes. No, he doesn't know what's going on. But then it was
oblivious.
Also like she was dreaming it because then the girl was also cheating with the husband and you never really knew. What was going on? Was it in her mind or was she really doing this?
And how does it end, this movie?
I can't remember. We don't know if... I don't want to ruin it.
Okay.
Okay, there's a weird
What's
ending.
What's the name of it? I need to watch
just
it.
Just look up... Deadly Illusions.
I'm watching.
It is the worst,
title.
Best thing you will watch.
Yeah,
okay?
Illusions.
Just know that you're watching something bad.
Yeah.
But it's worth it.
Okay.
Okay? That's how you have to go in. People always ask for a Juicy Scoop suggestion. But anyway, okay.
Do you think she is thrilled that she didn't do it?
I follow Kim Cattrall on Instagram, and she is so authentic and genuine on Instagram.
Yeah.
She looks beautiful.
I'll have to follow
She's
her.
She's got some cute boyfriend. She showed them decorating the tree. She showed like a Merry Christmas photo that was like a selfie, completely not filtered, not blown out, not anything.
Right.
Just like, want you guys to know I'm like in love and happy.
Yeah.
Yeah, and she just got they're redoing Queer Eye, not
How I Met Your Mother.
Oh, that's right. How I Met Your Father.
How
right?
I Met Your Father,
yeah, yeah,
but
yeah,
isn't
yeah.
she also
it's called
in
How I Met Your Father?
What was the Hal Sparks one about gay guys in Philadelphia?
Oh, Queer as Folk.
I thought they were doing Queer as Folk and she's in that as well.
I think they are.
So I think she's got deals going. And I think it's a real, like, F you.
Remember
to all of them.
Years ago when Keanu Reeves decided not to do Speed 2 and everyone said he was insane and he's ruining his career? Remember that?
Yeah.
So he's like, I'm not going to do Speed 2. And Jason Patrick took
yes.
the part. And I'm like, oh, there goes Keanu Reeves. Well, this, I believe, Kim Cattrall is going to be like the Keanu Reeves. Like, look who Keanu Reeves is a huge star. I don't know where Jason Patrick is.
Well, also, what's great is. You know, and just like that could go on for 7 seasons, but it also could like end in like 2 or 3.
Yeah.
And these 2 other shows that she's been booked in, they could go really long and she can do her own thing and she doesn't have to be in the shadow and have them constantly talk about her age and all this stuff. I mean, next week, Carrie gets a hip replacement. So it's just like, again, with all the old
Wait,
stuff.
Is that for real?
Yes.
Oh.
That's the preview. Or not next week. It's coming up.
Yeah.
It's coming up. She gets a hip replacement.
Listen, I want to just say, I'm going to speak on behalf of all 50-something-year-olds here that we don't all have hard of hearing. Like, excuse me, what? That one guy.
Steve.
Yeah. And the other old Jewish husband of the other guy who's, you know, walking around, can't pee, can't. I was like, they're not 80.
Oh, also, yesterday, Miranda says, when she's talking to the professor about the professor doesn't know if she wants to go through with IVF and have kids. And she's like, how is it being a mother? She's like, well, the other day my son called me a bitch because I asked him to pick up his underwear from the bathroom, from the kitchen floor. So I'm like, so he's screwing the teenage girl in the kitchen now? And then when you ask him to pick up his underwear, he calls you a bitch?
Yeah.
I'm like, first of all, that's not funny. That's absolutely horrible. Right. I don't know other mothers with teenage boys, but I can honestly say neither boys ever said that, called me that.
Well, that's good.
So I'm like, really, Miranda? I'm sorry. I think you've done it. I mean, I don't want to say if your teenage boy is calling you that, you're not bad. I don't know. Everybody's situation is different.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure.
Maybe he's the captain of the football team and got a 4.0.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe he's Brady screwing his girlfriend.
Yeah.
Either way, I don't think it's appropriate.
Me neither.
And I think it's depressing. That's a depressing moment.
I know.
Like a 30-year-old that has a 2-month-old boy watching that show does not want to watch Miranda find out that like in 17 years that 2-month-old might be calling you a bitch because you've said, could you mind not screwing your girlfriend in the kitchen?
Yeah.
God. Oh, this is good. Tom Holland, who is the new Spider-Man, said that short men have more sex.
Oh, like the guys
they
from
did
Selling
a study.
Sunset.
Yeah.
Get back to that. Sure, maybe. I don't know.
I also just think maybe it's because you're Spider-Man.
Yeah. Well, he's with that girl in Spider-Man.
I have heard that with certain guys, like, that a shorter guy tries a little harder sometimes.
I remember.
Because girls, like, want to get with a tall guy, but then they can be disappointing in the sack, but that's who you want.
Yeah. You mean, like, try sexually. Like,
yeah, like, work a little harder down there. Yeah, and just try to be a little, like, more romantic.
Okay. That could be the case.
Yeah.
I mean, I remember back in my days of Bumble and all those sites, every girl would say, no one under 5'9 or even 6 feet, you know? So that was a very hard, fast, strict rule. Everybody wants tall, I think, right?
Listen, lower your standards. No pun intended. But I say lower your standards a little bit. I would not put a number on those things. I would not put a number on your dating thing. Why don't you just turn them down?
Right.
Just don't swipe to the right.
A lot of times it'd be a face-to-face, though, but you have to show up and be like, oh, he's 5'7".
Oh, you don't have to put your height. I'm saying, like, don't you put it on the standard, but then when you see the little profile.
You can't tell in a picture, you know, how tall they are. So
what do you do? So you're talking to a guy and then you, like, subtly say, well, it's hard for me to get through doors because I'm so tall.
Yeah.
How tall are you? Mm-hmm. And then he's like, well, how tall are you? And then you give yourself as the girl, like, two more inches, knowing that he's going to lie about his. Uh-huh. So if you're really 5'9", you're like, I think I'm about 5'11". And then if he's like 5'7", he's just like, well, I'm out.
That's a good way to do it. Yeah. You know?
So I guess maybe it's just easier just to say this is the number.
Yeah, this is the number. 6 feet. And otherwise,
I mean, I guess that's the whole point of doing the online dating is to cut through some fat, you know?
Yeah, exactly. I don't need all the bullshit. So,
yeah.
All right.
Okay, we're going to end on this one. I'm pretty excited about
coming
this,
back.
Chris. Yes. Joe Millionaire for Richer or Poorer, January 6th, Fox. Joe Millionaire was a show that was out, I don't know, 15 years ago.
Yeah.
But I think this is a little different. I can't remember. The Joe Millionaire I remember is they tell all the girls that they have a chance to date a millionaire. His name is Joe. And he dates all of them just like The Bachelor.
Right.
And I remember there was one where there was audio of a girl clearly giving him a BJ.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And anyway, then in the end, he picks this girl. And then they tell the girl he's not a millionaire. He's just a construction worker.
Yes.
Do you want to date him or not?
Uh-huh.
Now, this one, that's how I remember it. This one is like two guys. Your group of girls are dating two guys. They're choosing. And you don't know which one is the millionaire and which one is not. And they both appear to be good-looking, dark-haired guys. And here's my thing. How is it in this day and age that there's two guys that are that good looking and one's a millionaire that whatever pool of girls you pick won't enter the room and know them from Instagram or a DM or a Tinder or a Bumble? Or like how in this, like 15 years ago, they were able to find hot Joe Millionaire literally on a job site. Like they found him on a job site and was like groomed him and everything. How is it that, like, this is really going to be a real surprise?
I don't know. I mean, yeah, that's got to be. And also, I think they should have bumped it up to Joe Billionaire.
Me too. That's what I said. Yeah. I'm like, when they did the first millionaire thing, who wants to marry a millionaire? And they found out the guy had all these and had all these like restraining orders and stuff. But technically,
and he was a comedian. Remember,
he was a comedian.
Rick Rockwell. Yeah, yeah.
And but technically, he had $1 million because he like owned a house in San Diego and like something else. Well, now, if you own a house in LA that you bought 3 years ago that jumped up in value,
you technically are a millionaire.
Yeah. But it doesn't mean that you're going to be living the life of. So who knows? Now, I was showing this photo to my son Drake, and he immediately said that he thinks that the guy with the lighter colored shirt is the millionaire because he doesn't believe a millionaire would wear that black shirt.
Oh, okay.
But I disagree.
I disagree as well.
I said the guy with the light shirt looks to have a low ponytail.
Yeah.
And that is more likely not to be a millionaire. And this guy looks like he could be an unlikely millionaire. Like he started some company or even cannabis or something.
Is that
and
the
like,
plot of this? One of them is a millionaire?
One is a millionaire, one is not. All this, these groups of girls have to figure out who they want it, who they think it is or who they have chemistry with. And if they're choosing, do they, who did, you know, so maybe two couples will be happy in the end. Maybe only one will, maybe nobody. I don't know.
Can I just say, I would like to make a speech about this. That
yes.
When this is all said and done and when they choose who it is, I want everyone to know that being a construction worker is a very good career.
Totally.
Yes.
And let me tell you.
More are needed. As a former construction worker, electrician, first of all, none of them look like this. There's not one ever in the history of construction work who looks like these gentlemen. I've been on the sites. But don't let this stop you from going out and getting a degree in carpentry or electrical work. Thank you
first
very much.
First, you're going to be, yeah, highly needed. And yes. You certainly can become a multimillionaire with those skills.
Absolutely.
Hiring people underneath you, starting your own business, becoming a general contractor. Like if you, and also, girls, my mother always said, find someone handy. It is so nice that they can like
fix some
shit.
Was your father handy?
No.
Oh.
But it was worse because he thought he was.
Oh, yeah.
And he would, like, have an ego about it.
Right.
So, like, everything had, like, weird, like, duct tape and, like, shit.
Yeah.
And then, like, we'd be trying to do something and he'd be, like, holding. And he just wasn't good at it.
Yeah.
And so then, like, when we moved next door, my mom would be like, Peter, can you come over? Bob's at the VA for about 3 hours.
Yeah. Now, Peter's handy.
Yeah, because Peter's handy.
Yeah.
And then my dad would be like, I don't need fucking Peter coming over here and helping me. Which he's like, please, Bob, I don't, he'll get on the ladder and he'll fall. Like, because he just didn't want to admit it. Now, my brother-in-law is not handy and he totally admits it and he like hires people all the time and it's fine.
Yeah.
But if you can find a spouse that knows how to buy shit, put it together, all that, it is so nice.
So nice. I agree.
And you're that person.
I am that somewhat. Yeah.
Okay. I will say this, though, as we're just talking about this, I'm listening to this podcast called Something About Miriam, which was about a reality show back in 2004 in England, where kind of like a Joe Millionaire, they got a beautiful girl who was trans.
Oh, okay.
She had breasts, but she still had her genitalia from her when she was born a boy.
Yeah.
And she was a model and everything, lived in New York. She was only like 22 and she was from Mexico. And I think there's like one episode left, but you can listen to the whole thing. Anyway, it was just, it's very juicy kind of how, what happens with it, how the thought was to trick the guys.
Yeah.
But especially in 2004, people were not nice about it. And it's really kind of like the whole thing is very sad.
Jenny Jones, they did something along those lines and the guy murdered
they brought a guy out.
Yeah.
And they said,
but they tricked him on air.
No, they said someone has a crush on you. And the defense when Jenny Jones went on trial, her staff, they said, now it could be a man or a woman. They said that, but I don't think there was. But he definitely thought it was his neighbor who was a girl, and instead it was the neighbor's best friend who was gay,
right?
Who had the crush, and he seemed to be fine after it.
Yeah,
but once the show aired. Or it was going to air.
Something like that.
He got in his head about it, went crazy, and sadly murdered the guy who liked him.
Yeah.
And this reality show that happened in London or England happened after that.
Yeah.
But it's the same kind of thing of like the ultimate trickery. And I think they got the idea from the Joe Millionaire thing, the producers in England. But
how did that one end? Do you know?
So the way it ends is, I mean, no. So the way it ends is she picks her guy. They reveal that that she was originally born a man.
Yeah.
The guy that she picked was kind of like okay with it, but he didn't want to go on the trip.
At the end, she gets kicked out of the Beverly Hills Hotel for wearing holy jeans.
But another guy that was like the runner up that had like made out with her and stuff, he got really upset. And then the guys are really mad, and they want to get their story out to the press because they feel like they were tricked, really tricked being on this show, and they feel like they're going to look like fools, and they're worried about things they've said and done, and but instead they get an attorney and they sue and they settle, and the show airs, but they all got a big chunk of money all even the people that didn't win.
Wow.
And then she goes on to be on Big Brother.
Oh,
so she has a little still keeping people still.
I think still I know are, who this person is.
They're still into her, but I think it has a tragic ender. I don't know. I don't want to look it up because I want to listen to the last.
Oh, that's
but
that's
anyway, that's there you go.
Okay.
Chris, do you have any dates coming up?
New York City, I guess. I don't know. I'm going.
Well, when is the date?
January 8th. Only a few tickets left. City Winery, January 8th. New York City, City Winery, January 8th. You know who's going to open for me? Jen Kirkman will be opening for me.
That'll be a good one.
And I'm going. I'm going to be there. So that's the January 8th, City Winery. You know,
let us know.
Can I do one more?
Sure.
Spokane?
Yes.
Tacoma Comedy Club? I didn't think this was coming, but February, Tacoma Comedy Club, February 11th, 12th, and 14th, Valentine's Day, Tacoma Comedy
Great time
Club.
To go to Comedy Club.
Yeah.
The week before Valentine's Day, you can fly over to Tempe Improv and see me February 5th and 6th. I'll be at the Tempe.
Oh, you're doing the
Improv.
Arizona gig. Oh, good.
Yes.
Fun.
And everything's at heathermcdonald.net. And Chris... Just go to follow Chris.
Cover to Cover is my podcast. Go listen to Cover to Cover. We have some fun
over
there.
Yes, we really do.
Yeah.
Thank you, everyone.